Fourth quarter highlights.
We'll have a set shot for goal from, and he wants to play on. So he goes now. He wants to do some candy, run around, 40 out. Oh, has he got it? He's kicked it. That's the ball game. Reed Adams. And that's the Lammy Taverns goal of the day. He worked around two. And Sutterby came at him, and he still had the left foot kick.
Man on the mark. Stands about 45 from goal. Tudor kicks from around 50. He hit it very, very sweetly and kicks the goal. Gee, that was nice off the boot of Cam Tudor.
Absolutely beautiful.
Game 96 for him this afternoon, closing in 100. He kicks the goal, and it gives him 5 for the season. Morrison floated a handball to Tudor, working down back to help out. Now he has a bounce. Cheeky. Oh, now he runs himself into trouble, and he's gone. Diamond wrapped him up, holding the ball. Took a little bit off a bit more than he could chew.
Yeah,
did Cam Tudor.
Hungerford does nicely, nearly does his own roving work as well. Handball, Fiore under pressure. Hungerford followed it up, did nicely. Kick off the ground by Haynes and kicks the goal.
That was Haynes' goal, but definitely Hungerford's forward pressure was fantastic. Out of the ruck.
On an historic day for the St. Joseph's Football Netball Club as they open their wonderful new facility here at Herne Hill Reserve, they celebrate with a 53-point win over Newtown and Chewell, 14-12-96 to 5-13-43.
Fourth quarter highlights.